We are locked and loaded for this final hour on this Friday edition. Wide open phones to take your calls. Talking to Bob Chapman, one of our financial advisors who joins us once a week, ran the largest silver and gold brokerage firm in the country. Also, for a time, had the largest newsletter in the country, retired for a while, came back, and boy, are we glad he did. TheInternationalForecaster.com, worked in military intelligence before all of that, and has lived from all over the world, South Africa, France, Germany, been all over. We appreciate him joining us on the show today for the next hour. Bob Chapman, gold has shot up over $100 in the last week, $56.10 today, going straight up right now. Meanwhile, that commodity is going back up, but oil has dropped to $50 a barrel, even dipping below that. What is going on here right now, Bob Chapman?
About a week and a half ago on the program, about Ted and I talked about gold and silver bottoming out here, and that's exactly what it's done. And I think that the breakout that you saw today was just a pent-up situation. Now, the major factors that have been driving most every investment vehicle down have been a strong dollar. You would think that would help, but it hasn't. And that was engineered, and it was also caused by other things. And the other things are that we had deleveraging going on, and that deleveraging was the rewriting of loan terms from banks and other lenders to hedge funds. And they were leveraged anywhere between, let's say, 6 and 200 times the amount of capital that they had. And the banks were saying, well, we want to cut your exposure in half or whatever. And so they had to sell things that they really didn't want to sell. And that's been going on for the last couple of months, and that has affected every investment. It's helped the stock market come down. It's laid waste, particularly the commodity market. It's hurt gold and silver. Platinum, palladium, another special situation because the vehicle market has collapsed, and they're going to stay in the doldrums for a while and until vehicle production starts up again. And I don't think that, you know, in a bigger way, I don't think that's going to happen for a long time. And so the drop-dead date for the people who wanted to exit hedge funds is this Saturday. And that means that you had to tell your fund by this Saturday if you wanted to liquidate part or all of your position. And they would have to come up with the money to pay you back, you know, the money that you had in the fund. In some cases, funds have been frozen because a lot of their assets are illiquid. Citicorp disbanded after a year, mind you. 7 different funds, and they're going to pay about 10 cents on the dollar. And it's been really wicked for those poor investors. But in the liquidation process, that's what's been helping to drive things down, and that's going to end on Saturday. But there'll be some layover here as well. So the bottom of the markets, as we see them, should come over the next two or three weeks. Gold and silver preempted that today. Obviously, there's no more selling around. If there is, we'll see it over the next 2 to 3 weeks. But maybe this is it. Maybe it's just going to fly. Commodities will take a rounded turn. They won't run up as quickly, but they're going to start to move up. And in the stock market, I see a low, and you've heard this on a program before, of 72.68 on the Dow. The Dow is 76.59 right now. I expect in the next week or so that the Dow will go and visit that general area. And on tomorrow's publication, the International Forecaster, we're telling our people to cover their shorts, at least on a temporary basis.
Rocky times for the stock market, down below 8,000. We'll talk with Bob about where it's going.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis, again, very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
GCN listeners, now you can transform your living room's HDTV into a virtual war room command center with ZV. ZV turns your computer into your own HD channel that broadcasts throughout your home to all your HDTVs. Enjoy any internet audio feed, podcast, video feed, radar, free movies, and TV shows. Anything that can be viewed on your PC can be controlled from your couch with the ZV remote with its built-in mouse touchpad. Plus, the easy on-screen ZV menu provides a gateway to premium content, such as online movies, TV shows, news, and more. And all in HD and just a click away. With ZV, there are no subscriptions or download fees. The ZV is bundled with everything you need to easily get started. Get your ZV today at freedomonmytv.com. That's freedomonmytv.com. Or call us today at 800-611-1776. That's 800-611-1776. Call today.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I have a lot of questions for Bob Chapman, financial expert, with a great track record of predicting things. But I'm not going to make you wait till the bottom of the hour to go to your calls, because I want to hear from you and hear your unique questions for him on any subject. He's just like, you know, me, a generalist in knowledge, more specifically in finance and banking and stock market and gold and silver and other commodities, but he's a generalist in other areas. So he can speak to any question. But I do have a few questions for Bob. Bob, you were getting up at the break to where the stock market's going, what's happening with the stock market, where you see it going now. A lot of people I've talked to, a lot of experts are saying, I want to see if you concur, that next week is going to be very tumultuous. If people think the last few months have been crazy, that next week's very special. Get into where you see the market going and then whether you concur with that or not.
Well, it's going to be the final sales that are necessary to raise capital to satisfy the investors in the hedge funds. And there are a whole host of other minor factors. One of the major ones is General Motors and the loan. I think that'll take a couple of weeks to put together, but I think they're going to give GE the money. I think you're wrong, and I think they should.
You
allow
mean GM
them to
or GE?
GM, excuse me.
But I mean GE wants money too, so.
Yeah, GE is guaranteed $139 billion on the paper they've got out there.
Yeah, I mean let's explain that General Electric. That's got more in China now than it does in the U.S., more in Europe and Russia than it has in the U.S. They're getting 130-something billion. Meanwhile, the car makers, they're not even going to give them $25 billion. Now, I mean, I'm obviously against that for principle. But if the Chinese government's getting ready through its two fronts to buy up Chrysler and GM, Ford's off the table right now, isn't that a national security issue to at least have the U.S. take those over and shut them down instead of giving it to the Chinese for nothing?
Well, you're right, and I agree, but that's not the way it's going to work because, you know, the voters have abdicated the field. They put the same Congress, relatively speaking, back into place. They've elected a Marxist, and I've talked about that in the tomorrow's issue of the International Forecaster, and somebody else has written an article I'm carrying as well. And so that's not going to happen. They're going to give GM their loan, and 6 months from now, they'll go into bankruptcy unless the Chinese are allowed to come in and buy it. And I'm sure the deal's already been made behind the scenes, and that's probably why they're getting the money. And so how will that affect the market? It'll make the market go up. And so we should have a temporary bottoming over the next week or two, and it should be around 72.68 approximately on the Dow Jones Industrial Average. As I mentioned, I'm going to be covering shorts in that area, dependent upon how long it takes for Congress to do what it's going to do with GM. And we'll still have some selling. How much we don't know in relation to the hedge funds and how much money they'll need. I expect the market will probably rally 1,000 points, maybe 1,500, and it'll turn around and go right back down again next year. It'll test 72.68 and go right through it. Where's the next stop? Probably 6,000. And that'll happen within the first 6 months of the year, and maybe even more quickly than that. Gold has broken out over 750. The United States government has been pounding it and trying to keep it down. They've lost this particular battle. Next stop is probably around 850, a little backing and filling, and then to 950, and then a shot at the former high. There's a tremendous dichotomy between the physical market and the futures market. The physical market is red hot. I mean, the mints can't keep up with the production. We've gone into this with Ted on the program. And it's been hard to get product to satisfy the buyers out there. And that may very well continue. I would think it would. Now, the problem over on the COMEX is that the prices are not representative of what's going on in the market because the United States government is trying to rig, and they are rigging, not only the gold and silver market, the commodity market, but every other market in the world that they think they need to rig. And so I think that we've seen an exodus of speculators, traders, and even professional commercials leaving COMEX because the open inventory of orders has dropped from about 620,000 contracts down to around 285,000. That's a tremendous drop. Now we're coming up on the 28th. And the 28th of November is when you're going to declare if you're going to take delivery. Normally, in silver and gold, they have less than 1% of the players take delivery. There is a great possibility that there'll be more than that. And if 16% or more in gold and 8 3/8% in silver, more than that, take delivery of the outstanding contracts, they won't have enough gold and silver to fill that.
And then meanwhile, we have this huge gold rush on real precious metals and headlines about mints of the world out of gold, can't even get enough to coin it. There's runs on shops. It's hard to get it anywhere. Huge premiums. Meanwhile, they tried to hold paper gold down. Now it's shot up to 800. Would the globalists allow that to happen at the COMEX, or would they bring gold in the back door to satisfy the COMEX not defaulting?
They probably would find a way to get it to them. And because I don't know whether the U.S. government has any left. Maybe they'd do it, or maybe they'd ask the Germans or the French or the Italians. The Italians came out today and said they want to be sellers, but they're part of the selling group in Europe, and they only have so much of an allocation to sell during the coming year. Fiscal year started October 1st of this year and goes to October 1st of next year.
Well, aren't they just running it up on the COMEX so that they can make delivery at the higher price so they can actually buy the gold?
No, I think they want to depress it more than anything else, and that's why Italy is a seller. Berlusconi as a neocon, and he's just another criminal. And he does what they tell him to do, and that's what they said today. And so who cares whether they sell? I mean, there's so many buyers out there, it's all going to get absorbed. The game is over for these people. It's just a question of how long will it take for them to realize they should stop selling because it's not going to do any good anymore.
Now, I know most of our audience...
They're going to fly.
I know most of the audience understands all this, but for those that don't know, can you explain about the COMEX rigging and how paper says one thing and the real market says another?
Well, it's pretty simple. In COMEX, you can sell gold that you don't have, or by shorting, or you can also buy derivatives, betting that gold will go down. And that forces the derivative writer to go into the market and sell, as long as they don't go naked. Now, some of them go naked. What percentage? It's hard to say, because there's no regulation, it's an opaque market, and nobody knows what's going on behind the scenes.
Now, naked means they don't even put up the few percentage points to leverage the buy. There's no money.
Right, exactly. And so that's what they've been doing and getting away with, and the professionals can't make any money because every time they make a trade, they lose. And so two-thirds of the volume is now gone.
And so rigging the market.
You're going to have a lot of people taking delivery. How much, we don't know yet, but we'll know by the 29th of December because that's the last date that the December contract trades. But you have to declare yourself on November the 28th if you're going to say, I want to take delivery of my contracts. And then there's certain things you have to go through. They make it as difficult as possible, incidentally.
So Bob, that's why
you're... those percentages.
Mm-hmm,
so... And anything beyond that, they'll have to borrow the gold.
Well, I mean, that's my question to you, and then we're going to move on because I want to go to calls in the next segment. That's what I'm saying. You're saying there's two-thirds less volume in the COMEX exchange because they have rigged it to not make it profitable, so everybody's leaving it, which then kills the game for those rigging it.
Absolutely. And it also means that the cash market will get stronger and stronger because they'll go to London, Dubai, they'll go to the ETFs all around the world. There's one trade in the New York Stock Exchange, symbol GLD, and that's where they're going to go because they're tired of losing money. And the same thing is true with the stock market. I mean, here we are an hour from the close on Friday, and what does the government do? The market is, looks like it's headed down 200 points, 300 points, and all of a sudden this announcement, Timothy Geithner is going to be probably the new Treasury Secretary. So we get a 200-point rally, which was created and executed and promulgated by your government.
And then they pump money in with the plunge protection team, and the public thinks, oh, it went up because this is a good new Treasury Secretary, and it's the government doing it.
Well, I had Scott Nations on this week on CNBC, and I'm sure they'll never have him back again. And he owns a trading company, and they asked what was going on. And he said, look, the government's rigging the market. And they went ballistic. They attacked him viciously, not only the people on the program, but one of the traders said this is black helicopter conspiracy crap. Well, let me tell you something. You just don't have a clue. You're a liar. I'm addressing the person on the floor of the exchange. And they vilified him. But finally, it's mainstream. People are starting to realize they're getting screwed. Their pension plans are in terrible jeopardy. And it's going to get worse. Lots worse.
Well, Bob, you just stole my thunder. I was going to get into, there were three hearings the last 2.5 weeks in Congress, and I have the transcripts where the chairman of these committees, the Democrats, well, it's lame duck now, they are in there openly saying that they are going to take the pension funds, that they are going to take the 401ks from private interest and put it into government control, and then they will take a tax out of it and send you your check. And then you tell the yuppies and they just giggle and suck their thumbs and act like monkeys. So I want to talk about that. Gerald Celente saying he thinks there's going to be bank runs by next February. You know, he's a pretty good predictor as well. Friends, forecaster, and your call. Stay with us.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Fuel prices are up and down, biting into everyone's budget. If you're ready to start saving at the pump, Fuel Saver Technologies can help. With a small squeeze of our fuel conditioner in your gas tank, more of each gallon of fuel will combust, improving your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, gas or diesel, we guarantee that your savings will exceed the cost of our product. Our fuel additive reduces the emissions and maintenance costs and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Our 2-ounce consumer squeeze bottle costs only $8 and treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. If you buy a case of 16 or 32 bottles, the price drops to $6 a bottle and we'll ship it to you for free. Call us toll free at 866-768-7811 or look online at FuelSaverINC.com. Start saving on fuel today, 866-768-7811. Online, FuelSaverINC.com. Spend a little and save a lot.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations Charter outlines a path to world tyranny? Did you know that the United Nations is building its own army to enforce its will upon the world? Did you know that they've empowered themselves to cross sovereign nations' borders without consent with their armies? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Calls with Bob Chapman. I'll ask my other questions later because I just want to get to them, but we never will. Kevin in Michigan, you're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead.
Hello, Bob and Alex. Thank you for taking my call. We've been in a depression for at least 6 years, and it's only going to get worse if all the auto companies are bankrupted.
Well, let me just say this. In reality, going into debt, people being debtors, we have been in a depression for 5, 6, 7 years, and then now they've got us fully extended out, so they're pulling the rug out. Go ahead.
Well, I want to comment, and I, you know, this is something we don't normally get into here, but you're right, because the increase in money and credit began 5 years ago. If you remember, Greenspan said, and deflation is rearing its ugly head. And it was. And so they went to the printing presses for the money and for the credit, and they increased it over that five-year period by an average of around 14%. It's a little bit higher than that again now. But that's how they offset having a recession. And they extrapolated it out over the last 5 years, and now it's caught up with them. Because when you do that, you have to put in more and more and more and more money and credit all the time to make the system work, the Ponzi scheme. And you're seeing that with the United States government, the American taxpayer, paying for all this.
Okay, let's...
Alex, can I say something again?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, what the real crux of my question is, do you... I mean, these three companies are basically the entire industry of Michigan. It's a state of what used to be 9.5 million people. I don't know if it's still that today, but you know, if they go bankrupt, it's not like an airline going bankrupt where okay, you have to fly another airline on the way home. You're talking about a 10-year investment. If they're bankrupt, people are not going to make that investment. It's
well, I mean, just the infrastructure itself is worth hundreds of billions and should be auctioned off to an American company. But that's not going to happen. China was given the ports. They were given the Panama Canal we built. They're the New World Order sweetie pie. And so they're going to be allowed to come in. The Japanese are going to be allowed to come in just by them announcing they're in trouble. They should never even have allowed that. They should have made them scale back, but given them the funding. And the reason I say that is once you get into $5 trillion stolen in the last 5 weeks, and then we're arguing about $25 billion to Ford, GM, and Chrysler, that is a red herring itself. And the media goes, look at the CEOs flying in on private jets, playing class card with the blue-collar folks.
They have to do that.
But hold on. I understand.
You saw Brad Sherman today went off on it again.
Well, I mean, my point is it's all a red herring. The evil execs are not these car execs. Bob, you want to explain that?
Well, you've got to go back to the early 1960s with GATT to 86 to the World Trade Organization, the planning for the dismemberment of the entire manufacturing sector of the United States was laid during the 1960s. It was opened up completely. In August the 15th of 71,
it's public. Yeah, listen, hold on. I agree. It's public policy stated to destroy our industry so that the American people could be brought to heel. It's stated in thousands of documents. Bob, go ahead.
And they can't deny it now. And the labor unions knew this and did nothing to really stop it. They sold out their employees. This is deliberate what's going on.
Yeah, that's why
it's not going to stop. They're going to take them down. They're going to take the American people down. They're going to take the Europeans and the Canadians down, and they're going to force them to accept world government or they won't get fed.
Because
is there a safe haven? Where can I walk away
haven?
To? Where can I walk away to?
Let me tell you the safe haven.
The monster will devour you eventually, but there's a lot of places you can go to, but I don't think we should get into it on this program.
Well, Bob, we can, but I mean, by safe haven, you know what safe haven is, buddy? Kevin? Safe haven would have been having a moral nation with people that didn't let this happen, who saw the documents and got upset, but they laughed instead because TV taught them how to not care and say, oh, it's all a joke. A safe haven would not having corrupt police and bureaucrats. A safe haven would be people that were smart and stood up to this. Now the trap is closing and people are finally starting to barely get it. So the safe haven would have been not letting this New World Order take over. Bob?
I agree with you, Alex, and I was the one who was laughed at when I spoke about what you were speaking of.
Well, they're not.
And there's so many like you that in us that were, and Alex is absolutely correct. That's where the problem lies, and they still don't get it.
We're immoral, folks. We killed 50 million babies. We think we're good. We're not. We're a pig-like demon country, and we're going to get butchered like a hog. They're going to butcher you. You understand? Get ready.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen. And so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
If a low credit score is keeping you from getting the car, home, business loan, or credit cards you deserve, this message is for you. RadioCreditSecrets.com can show you how to raise your credit score up to 249 points in the next 90 days or less. RadioCreditSecrets.com has successfully shown others how to pay off their overdue bills for as little as 30 cents on the dollar. Also included are three credit strategies attorneys and credit repair companies don't want you to know about. This alone could save you up to $1,000 and show you the inside secrets to legally remove negative items from your credit file and raise your score fast. Learn the secrets that banks, credit bureaus, and collection agencies don't want you to know. All this, 100% risk-free. Go to RadioCreditSecrets.com. That's RadioCreditSecrets.com. Or call 801-325-5152. That's 801-325-5152.
This message has been brought to you by RadioCreditSecrets.com.
I'm in here playing with the faders like a child. Who would let me in a radio studio? Who would let this maniac on the air? All right, Bob Chapman is our guest. I want to go back to your phone calls. But Bob, finishing up comments on what the last caller was just saying from Michigan. You know, it's a sad thing. The whole country is an evil. We're not all that bad. None of us are perfect. But they taught the public how to laugh, how to giggle, have a self-satisfied arrogance. I don't know the term for it, but it's a selfishness, but an ignorant selfishness. Like I talk to so many people on the street, and they say, I don't care in the last few years if the stock market plunges. I don't own stocks. Well, everything you do is connected to people that do or companies that fund themselves. Or, I don't care if they're taking farmers' ranches. I'm not a farmer or a rancher. Well, you're going to pay for that through the nose. Or I don't care if this or that happens, or I don't care if there's 30 million illegal aliens. Well, they're going to take your job. I mean, it's this attitude of, hey, nothing affects me. I'm an arrogant bastard. And I even see the public in ways getting more arrogant, more haughty, more surly. I don't understand that attitude of laughing at us that care, laughing at us that care about the Bill of Rights, thinking it's funny. I mean, what would you call that attitude?
Actually, in the final analysis, stupidity, because it's all going to come back to haunt them, because they don't know. They think they know. And that's the end of it. They're going to pay for it, and it's on the way. And their last chance was at the last election. They didn't act. They went the wrong way. It's over. You can't do anything left in through the system. You got to wait for the system to collapse to do something about it.
Yeah, we could have had Ron Paul. I mean, notice how everything he said a year ago is exactly what's happening now. He's a monetary expert. Gets all these international awards for, you know, the economic papers he's written. He's been right about everything. Oh, can't have him. We'll give you a nice, glitzy, fancy pants. And then everybody will run around saying, change, change. Oh, man.
Well, we started this program. It was just 35, 38 minutes ago. The stock market was even. It's now trading up 331 points in another government-engineered rally.
And because it's insider trading, the insiders make money up and down. They admit the whole thing's rigged. The plunge protection team, the president's, you know, committee on markets, all of this, and the public doesn't even know. I mean, business people who are sell mutual funds will laugh at us, Bob, just because we know how it really works. Because they only study a very thin slice of the market.
Well, they will find out when their job is gone, their house is gone, their cars are gone, and the government sends them to a job in San Francisco. The wife is employed in Boston, and the two good kids go to school in Chicago, all under government auspices. And once a year, they can all meet for a week and enjoy the family.
By the way, they are now saying that's what they're going to do. But instead of it being the Rooseveltian work brigades, they're saying it will be environmental brigades, cattle brigades. Can you imagine all these idiots? They're not going to be saying we were right. They're going to be in little utility outfits like 1984 bossing us around. And I got news for you. I'm not being bossed around by you, scum. What about you, Bob?
Absolutely not. You want me, it'll be free first. But if you come for me, you better be prepared to die.
You know they're just going to turn the giant, poor, dumbed-down mass loose on the middle class, who they think is rich. Can you imagine? I mean, they openly are going to use class warfare against the middle class, blaming the middle class for everything. Good God, we're in trouble, Bob.
It's not going to be nice. You know, the way people treat one another is going to get even worse. I mean, you got a garden in your house. If you don't have a fence around it, they're going to come and steal your tomatoes. It's already started.
All over Canada.
Somebody told me that the other day.
No. Here in Canada, the U.S. and England and Europe, that they're having massive farm thefts right now. Oh man. Yeah, you know that's the thing I've noticed, and I keep beating a dead horse here, but it's true. 90% of the public was self-sufficient, agrarian on the land, in the rural areas in the Great Depression. Now it's 90% in the city, and of the 10% on the farms, half of them, or 5%. Of the population, half of that 10% is self-sufficient. And instead, the government's just going to come rob them out, and the neighbors will come rob them out, and then we'll be like North Korea. See, when you get government running everything, folks, you get North Korea. Bob, you want to tell them what North Korea's like?
Well, it's an abject communist dictatorial society, sort of on the model that Mr. Obama wants for our country. And, of course, the people who control him, and that's part of the evolutionary process, which would lead us into world government. The people who are doing this behind the scenes don't care whether it's a fascist world government or a communist world government. They just want world government that they control. You know, it doesn't matter what you want to call it. It's one kind of socialism or another.
Well, Bob,
that's
what
they're after.
Well, I mean, that's it. I mean, you know, they got free health care there. They got everything. And there's lots of uniforms and lots of tattletales and lots of cops and they don't even have power now. Everything's shutting down. Everything's imploding, and they're just giving orders and killing more people and fancier uniforms and more. And, you know, just, oh, I'm the government. I'm the government. I'm the government. I'm the government. I run everything. We make the grass grow. We make the sunshine. We're the bureaucrats.
And they're doing the same thing in China. And wait till China breaks down. Now, they just lowered their interest rates after having tightened them up for a year. The yuan is now finally going back down again, and they're going to spend almost $600 billion revitalizing their economy because they know their exports are going to drop probably about 80 or 85%, and they've got millions of people already demonstrating because they don't have jobs, they don't make enough money, And, you know, it's a very volatile country. And so the people who are running China are not very happy right now. And they know that they're on a cusp of some real problems. And so, you know, all countries are going to have problems, some because they're in the aftermath, like China and North Korea, but some, like the United States and Western Europe, where it's been engineered.
Yeah. Let's go back to calls here. Patience in California. Go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. You know, your show does a lot of good in the world today by sharing important news, and I happen to be a citizen journalist in San Bernardino, California. I've called in before about Operation Phoenix. Well, I've got some news for you now. I just thought I'd call into your show and share with your listeners that Dick Cheney was recently indicted for organized crime in Texas. Now, the great part about this is that it sets precedence for the CPS judges to be indicted with as well. Dick Cheney was making money off of the prisoners by using his position to promote it, much the same way CPS judges who are tied financially to the adoption agencies selling the kids out there are. So,
yeah, we've mentioned this in South Texas, where he's lobbied and gotten money and works with, along with Gonzalez, private federal prisons where people's rights are being violated. Absolutely. We need criminal charges on all of the... I mean, they just grab kids. No judge, no jury, because the public's ignorant. Well, your time's coming. I mean, I got news for you. The government's going to collapse, and then we're going to have trials, and you're all going to prison. We're going to take all the pot smokers out of the prisons, and we're going to stick your murderous butts in them. So get ready. Go ahead.
Well, you know, Illinois... I run a website, serenasangels.co.nr, and I have a YouTube, Patience Poet, and we're all getting together, and we're basically doing studies on these judges and the adoption agencies that they're tied to, and I'm pleased to announce that Illinois is freaking out. They just laid off 179 CPS workers immediately after I posted my investigation on one of their judges. But the workload is not expected to change, so I suspect that it's only the workers who would...
Well, listen to this. You sound interesting, and I'm aware of it. Put her on hold and give her my office hotline number, or give us your number. Because, yes, this is how you burn them. You show how the judges are getting campaign money, and then their wife always works for them or a subsidiary of the adoption agencies that are getting half a mil, in some cases, in fees for a blonde-haired, blue-eyed with good genetics. They only get about 50 grand for the black kids for medical experiments. Folks, I'm not kidding. They take the black kids for medical experiments, New York Daily News, and kill them. They kill them. I know. That's why I can't sleep at night. It's why I'm a maniac, because I read that in the New York Daily News, and I have the families on, and I have the mothers on. But again, 200 grand on average for a white child. Again, the black children medical experiments. You cannot make this stuff up. And I'm about to vomit, but absolutely, they are all murdering criminals. And I can't wait till we get this country back, because they're going to get full due process, full juries. You're going to get a fair trial, and then you are going away for the rest of your lives. I'm not risking my life for nothing. Bob, I think it's going to collapse, and I think we're going to be able to get these people. What do you say?
I agree, and I think if we're going to be able to convict these people, if we can keep the public from killing them, then we got to make sure that we denude them and their families of all their wealth, and in that way they can't rise again even if they get out of the can.
Well, that's what our founding fathers did. They said, we're taking your money and get on the ship, and if you come back, you're dead. Now get out of here! Sorry. Folks, I've been there when they're grabbing the kids. The horror. That's why I don't try not to talk about it a lot, because it upsets me too much, Bob. Listen, we'll put you on hold, and they got a new board op today, Rod, and thanks. I'll have to give you the number during the break. But let's go and go to another caller here. God, I've seen the kids screaming and crying. I just the filth, the fat pedophiles smiling while they take the kids. The corrupt. Oh my God. Okay, let's thank you, Patience. Let's take another call. Let's go ahead and talk to, I got my call list here. Bob in Florida, you're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I got a question. I've been reading about the Federal Reserve, trying to figure out exactly the root cause of all America's problems, but it seems like the whole world has a lot of problems. So I happened upon the protocols of the Elders of Zion. It seems like this has been going on for thousands of years. This has been, this world started thousands of years ago. Don't you think that this world conspiracy, that is...
Well, let me just say this. Let me just say this about that. They don't know who wrote it. It's called a forgery, but a forgery would mean that it was a copy of somebody else's real documents. That's an improper term. Regardless, those are tricks used by governments. And other books have been written previously, by Julius Caesar and people about how to control people. So what's in there is a trick governments and groups use. I don't know who really wrote that. I appreciate your call. Bob Chapman comments on it.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right in putting it in that perspective. There's an awful lot of other books that are verified, and you can check into the backgrounding and of the commentary that's in there. And especially with the Federal Reserve, Ed Griffith's book, the Creature from Jekyll Island, points that out. And there's an awful lot of others. And if you're interested in this protocols, then read World Revolution and Secret Societies and Subversive Movements by Mrs. Nesta Webster, and they were both published in the mid-1920s. And that'll really give you a different kind of view on what went on over the centuries in regard to conspiracies.
And I would just add to all of this that we're heading into hard times, and regardless, we just have to fight the tyranny and all stick together in this. Let's go ahead and go to the next caller. Let's talk to Corey in California. You're on the air with Bob Chapman.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I just want to say thank you, Alex, for everything you do. Bob, thank you. You helped wake up my dad. We're doing a lot of things. We're that 5% that are no longer dependent on the government. We live off the land, things like that. I'm a mainstream Christian in the ministry of Jensen Franklin, who quotes, "These are not normal times," so... I rejoice in that fact. I have a question, actually, a couple. The FCC mandated HDTV converters by February. Are there any plays into the big picture with that one? And also, what exactly are people planning to do with the gold that they're buying? What are they going to do after they have to dig it up for emergencies?
Bob?
Well, I always think that there'll be a black market or a normal market, for that matter, for anything of value, and gold and silver coins do fit that bill, as do razor blades and soaps and toilet paper and food and gasoline and many other items. So it's great bartering material, and you may save your life and lives of others by having gold and silver available to buy the things that are needed to function.
Outstanding.
Look, let me just add something. Gold is not a panacea. Silver is not a panacea. Firearms are not a panacea. A farm in Colorado isn't a panacea. They can come take your farm. They can come take your guns. They can come take your gold. And let me finish, please. You asked an important question. If people lay down when they come to do that, then it's all worthless. But if even 5% fight back, as Alexander Solzhenitsyn said, there won't be any more secret police, and the enemy will ground to a halt. There's been many nations they tried to take. They can take over the high ground, the banks, the government, but they can't take over the hinterland. They can't take over the good old boys. So that is up to us, whether they fully get to run their black op. Bob Chapman?
I agree completely.
Yes, nope. Sir. But I'm not 5%. I got my weapons. You know, they ain't coming for me. They ain't taking me alive. I'll tell you that right now. But and also with the HDTV converters, how do you think that plays into the big picture? Washington, you're fired. Saying they're going to fire the congressman about that time that's supposed to actually be mandated fully into effect.
Okay, I appreciate your call. By the way, we sell Washington, you're fired. It's a great Christmas gift at Infowars.com on the online bookstore. I hope you get the DVD discounted there. Great film. Get it out to people. All the other films we have there. I have been to the University of Texas Psychology Department and a few other, I've read a lot of studies online. They admit that it's the flicker rate, that it programs you, that HD is even more powerful at putting into a subconscious state all the flashing strobe lights, the images. And so, yes, the mandating of HD, it's also about shutting down smaller UHF and VHF stations. It's about mandating, shutting down access TV, things of that nature. Bob Chapman?
Absolutely, and that's another way of controlling the public.
Here's another report I'm putting on the document cam. BBC, police get driver drug test power. And see, they're now starting that here in the United States with taking the blood. The same things are happening everywhere. See, that's why it's global government. It's all the unified, same programs, same names happening in unison. Bob?
Harmonization is what it's called. They're going to bring everybody under the same kind of rules and, oh, you know, Jack's your uncle, and here we are. We got world government. Sort of sneaks up on you.
Absolutely. You know, I haven't done any behind the scenes today on PrisonPlanet.tv, but because I want to take a few final calls. That'll just be internet only. We'll take a few calls and have the final segment when we come back with Bob Chapman. Here's one up on PrisonPlanet.com. Get ready for the Obama Green Brigades. They're openly announcing it. Hope everybody will go check that story out at PrisonPlanet.com as well. And no, you shallow people, I'm not against Barack Obama because he's a Democrat or black. I'm against him because he's pushing the same policies as George Bush, and you're a bunch of suckers. Here we go.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
John and Aaron and others have to call me back next week or on the Sunday show because show's about to end. And Bob Chapman is our guest. Before we go back to Bob, I want to tell you about one other sponsor that makes this radio show possible, and that's Food Shortage USA. The website is just three words, foodshortageusa.com. Or technically, it's two words and an acronym. But foodshortageusa.com or 877-327-0365. You can still prepare by learning how to make your own survival foods, and you can do it for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. They're great folks, great pamphlets and videos and information at foodshortageusa.com or 877-327-0365. Don't wait around. Check them out today. Bob, I appreciate you coming on the show. And just in closing, we'll talk to you again next week, Lord willing, and the week after that. I want you to have a great Thanksgiving. If I don't talk to you before, then, of course, obviously I won't be here live on Thanksgiving or Monday because I'm going to be in Dallas, but I'll be live some of the other days probably. Real fast, plug the internationalforecaster.com.
You can get a free introductory copy by going to the site, and that address is theinternationalforecaster.com. International, FORECASTER.com, or you can call toll-free 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Bob, always appreciate all of your input and information. God bless you.
Well, thank you very much, and I'll see you next week.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there goes Bob Chapman. And that basically is it for this broadcast. There's a lot of news I didn't get to today because we had so many important guests on today, but I suggest that when the rebroadcast starts on the Internet only at Infowars.com or on the podcast or on AM and FM stations that re-air part of the show later, you'll definitely want to tune in because we had Debbie McKay in the Fed on, Lindsey Williams with really powerful new info on where his elite sources say we're going, Rick Krause dealing with the flatulence tax on all your farm animals. I'm not joking. And then, of course, Bob Chapman. So that's who we had on today. There's a lot of other crazy news we didn't get to, but that's all up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Gold is up $54 today alone, up over $100, or right at $100 in the last 2 weeks. Ted Anderson, and I'm just going to do 1 minute on this. Listen closely. Ted Anderson, I challenge you to find a better deal. Try. Bought gold a week and a half ago when it was $701 an ounce. But he bought the francs at that, and he bought when it was $706 the sovereigns. So that's close to a $100 discount. This is below spot. Everywhere else is 20, 30, 40, 50% premiums. This is an insane loss leader, and he'll do it until Sunday night at midnight with the francs, with the sovereigns, with the American gold deals, with the best deals, the sovereigns and the francs. Ted, this is, as you said, the best deal you've ever done. Ted Anderson. That's funny. I told Ted I wanted him right at the end of the show and that he was there at the office. I wanted to talk to Ted. Well, it doesn't matter. Oh, he is there. Ted?
Yeah, I'm right here. Sorry, Alex. I had the thing muted.
Ted, we've got 1 minute left. Is this not the best deal you've ever offered?
Yeah, it's the best deal I've ever offered. Call 1-800-686-2237. There's the francs, there's the sovereigns, we have the $10 gold pieces. All that stuff was locked in back when gold was down at $700 an ounce. Right now, gold is over $800 an ounce, so I'd call right away.
And you've got that locked in the vault there at the local bank. You've got that locked in to ship out next week until Sunday at midnight, right?
Yep, we'll take the orders all the way through Sunday at midnight.
800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Burgers will be there till midnight every night. God bless you all. Again, rebroadcast on the Internet at Infowars.com and on the podcast starts right now. Please join us. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.